The 6th China Space Forum has been held in Beijing. The international satellite market consultancy Euroconsult released a report on the global space industry at the forum. Euroconsult CEO Park Hong Ravilan said he was impressed with the passion that young Chinese people have for the space industry.
A lot of comments about the need to increase the international presence and cooperation. We certainly appreciate all of the progress and presence that we see of some Chinese organizations at different levels. A large volume of talent, including young and expressive talent. A lot of young talent and energy and passionate people about space activities.
In recent years, the Chinese government has been encouraging private enterprises to engage in the industry. He Xing is the vice president of China Great Wall Industry Corporation. He said capital investment into both traditional companies and startups has improved the business environment for the sector.
Both traditional companies and startups value the market opportunities and support China's commercial aerospace development. Domestic commercial aerospace companies have nearly covered the whole industrial chain, including satellite design and development and the commercial application of rockets.
Euroconsult also released another report at the forum, which looked at the future prospects of the satellite service sector. The report shows over 80% of global aerospace investments are from the United States, China, Russia, Japan, and the European Union. The Euroconsult CEO said against this background, he encourages China's commercial aerospace sector to step gradually into the global market.
And from the standpoint of the commercial sector in China, we are in that first phase of development for many companies. But it's where as well for more the international part, I believe that cooperation between established organization in other markets of countries and the Chinese commercial players will be required to accelerate the growth.
The global aerospace industry was valued at around $384 billion last year, of which about 80% was in the commercial aerospace sector.